Welcome to the Soul Lounge. The Soul Lounge is now open. And here's your host, the Lady DJ.
Well, the lights are dim and the music is flowing, so I'd like to welcome you back to the Soul Lounge. It's always good to have you here. I am the Lady DJ, and coming up for you today, tons of new music. I've got the latest from Raheem Devon, the latest from Neo, Michelle Williams, you know, formerly of Destiny's Child, and Robin Thicke are all coming up as well. And I have a hip-hop throwback this week, a cut from an artist who is currently responsible for keeping the American World Cup team hyped and inspired. I'm going to tell you all about that coming up in the second half. But we're going to kick this half off with an artist whose 1999 debut album, Kaleidoscope, produced by Pharrell and Chad, aka the Neptunes, introduced us to her very colorful and aggressive and super, like, really funky sound. Her name is Khalees, and she eventually went on to release a number of other albums. She married Nas and had a son and divorced Nas. And I think the most interesting thing about her and her career right now is that she decided to take some time off from music and attend Le Cordon Bleu, which is the premier school for folks who want to be chefs. So now she is a legitimate chef. She also has a line of Caribbean style sauces, like, you know, hot sauce and jerk chicken sauce. It's called Feast, and a cookbook, and a reality show, a cooking reality show here in the States, and is now back to music. Her most recent album is called Food. Appropriately, some of the songs on the album, Hooch, Cobbler, Friday, Fish Fry, Biscuits and Gravy, and this next one, which is the first single. It's called Jerk Ribs. This is Khalees inside the Soul Lounge.
music is the language of the soul.
All I want to do is keep it light, keep it light. All I want to do is make it right, make it right. All I want to do is give you that thing, play you that song you and your girlfriend sing. Let's get you back tonight. I gotta get a go, get a go, get a go, get a back. I gotta get a go, get a go, get a go, get a back. I gotta treat her right, whoa. I gotta cherish her for life. I gotta get a go, get a go, get a go, get it tonight. I never should have raised my voice or made you feel so small. I never should have asked you to do anything at all. I should have kissed you longer. I should have held you stronger. And I'll wait for forever for you to love me again. All I want to do is keep it light, keep it light. All I want to do is make it right, make it right. All I want to do is give you that thing, play you that song you and your girlfriend sing. Let's get you back tonight. I gotta get a go, get a go, get a go, get a back. I gotta get a go, get a go, get a go, get a back. I gotta treat her right, oh, I gotta cherish her for life. I gotta get a go, get a go, get a go, get it tonight. Oh, it's so hard,
it's so hard.
Oh, it's so hard,
oh, it's so hard.
But it doesn't have to be.
Cause all I wanna do is keep it light all night. All I want to do is make it right, make it right. All I want to do is give you that thing, play you that song you and your girlfriend sing. Let's get you back tonight. I gotta get a go, get a go, get a go, get a back. I gotta get a go, get a go, get a go, get a back. I gotta treat her right, whoa. I gotta cherish her for life. I gotta get a go, get a go, get a go, get it tonight. All I wanna do is keep it light, keep it light. All I wanna do is make it right, make it right. All I wanna do is give you that thing, play you that song you and your girlfriend sing. Let's get you back tonight. I gotta get a go, get a go, get a go, get a back. I gotta get a go, get a go, get a go, get a back. I gotta treat her right, whoa. I gotta cherish her for life. I gotta get a go, get a go, get a go, get it tonight.
Man is still trying to get his woman back, as I am sure you have heard. He and Paula Patton, his wife, who is also an actress, they've separated. And while there is lots of speculation as to why they split, there is one thing that I think we all know, and that is he is not going to give up easy. That song was called Get Her Back inside the Soul Lounge. It is the first single from his forthcoming album, which he announced just a few days ago, will be titled Paula. So we can imagine that all of the songs are going to be about his estranged wife and I guess his attempt to try to get her back. You know, I'm interested. Let's talk about this on Twitter. I want you to tweet me. If you were a woman, ladies, if a man did that for you, like if he decided to dedicate an entire album of music to you, like create his own slow jams love mix specifically for you and name it after you, would that be enough? Hit me on Twitter at VOA Lady DJ. And fellas, would you do it? Let's talk about it on Twitter. I'm just interested. I think it's sweet. But anyway, that was, of course, Robin Thicke. Now, coming up next, a song from an artist. Her name is Vivian Green. She's had a couple of albums out. Her debut album came out in around 2002. It was called A Love Story, and it at the time was one of my favorites. And I just happened to hear the single from the album the other day, and I was like, oh wow, that brought back so many memories. It was such a great song, so I decided that I would share it with you. Now, one of the things I love about Vivian is, in addition to being a singer and also a songwriter, she is a classically trained pianist. So whenever you get someone who actually really knows and appreciates music, you're right in the, you're in the right place. Let me just say that. So here she is. This is Vivian Green with Emotional Roller Coaster inside the Soul Lounge.
Last night I cried, tossed and turned, woke up with dry eyes. My mind was racing, feet were pacing. Lord help me, please tell me what I have gotten into. Ran my 3 miles to clear my mind. It always helps me out. It's my therapy when I'm losing it, which is usually. Hey, I'm on an emotional roller coaster. Loving you ain't nothing healthy. Loving you was never good for me, for me.
Sounds so good. Show my gratitude.
for you.
I put my lighter in the air for you. I see what you're doing and I see what you go through. Put my lighter in the air. The truth is you're beautiful.
Beautiful,
beautiful,
beautiful.
Now put your lighter in the air for us. Everybody singing together, sing a new song. Put your lighter in the air for love.
Many mighty ships are sinking, many stars are falling down, and I count it as a blessing that you hold me up now. Oh, I can tell that you've been praying. My whole life has turned around. Yeah, yeah. And I can't go without saying that I thank God for you all now. Yeah, for you, I
put my lighter in the air for you. I see what you're doing and I see what you go through. Put my lighter in the air, the truth is you're beautiful.
Beautiful.
I put your lighter in the air for us. Everybody singing together, sing a new song. Put your lighter in the air for love.
And is known by the name Molly Music. His mother named him Courtney Jamal Pollard, and that was his first single, Beautiful, coming from his album Molly Is, which is due out on June 17th. Now, this is his third album. If you like what you heard there and you want to hear more, he has two albums that he released independently, one in 2008 called The Coming, and then The Second Coming in 2009. Now, he was pretty active in the gospel music scene for a while and then decided to move over into secular music. And there's a really interesting interview online where he talks about it and why he decided to do it. And it's the reason that I hear a lot of artists who do that same thing, kind of start off with spiritual music or gospel music and move into secular. And that was, he wanted to reach a larger audience. And I do believe, just having heard a few songs from this new album, that it's still very positive and it's still very loving and it's still very spiritual. But if gospel music isn't your thing, I think you'll really appreciate it. So again, Molly Music is his name, and that was Beautiful inside the Soul Lounge. So I thought we'd continue to take you back. We did a show a while ago on Blue-Eyed Soul, and these were non-African American or non-people of African descent who were into soul music. We played Justin Timberlake, and we heard one from Robin Thicke. He could be considered a blue-eyed soul artist. And I've got one of my favorites coming up. She, I understand, is in the studio and could be releasing a new album this year. She has a new baby and has been pretty busy. I'm talking about Adele. But her album 21 was a hit. And so here she is with Rolling in the Deep inside the Soul Lounge.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, just bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your fish bay. Every piece of you, don't underestimate the things.
from Adele. That was Rolling in the Deep inside the Soul Lounge. I am the Lady DJ. Just want to remind you that I am always open to your requests. If you haven't already, I need you to be a friend of mine on Facebook and in real life too. We chat every now and again, don't we? I am on Facebook at, if you go to facebook.com/VOA Lady DJ and the number one, you'll find me there. And then of course, as you know, and I mentioned earlier, I am on Twitter at VOA Lady DJ. Stick around because coming up in the next segment, as promised, I've got, the latest from Raheem Devon and also Michelle from Destiny's Child. Speaking of Destiny's Child, before I go for this sec, I gotta say congratulations to Kelly Rowland. We do believe she is expecting a baby. She posted a little picture on Instagram of a big pair of sneakers next to a teeny tiny little pair of sneakers and basically told us to figure it out. So congratulations going out to her. Stick around. We are going to be back. You are listening to the Soul Lounge.
From the ambient R&B sounds of yesteryears to today's new soul experience, you are now inside the Soul Lounge.
Well, welcome back to the second half of the Soul Lounge. Yes, I am the Lady DJ, and coming up, I'm going to take you back with Groove Theory. I was inspired by last week's show where I gave you one of Amel LaRue's latest. We're going to hear a new one from Pharrell Williams. We're going to head back to the UK with Lily Allen, but I want to start off with... Honestly, this guy is one of my favorite hip-hop artists of all time. It was my pleasure to meet him some years ago after his first album was released. And I was really excited to hear that the U.S. soccer team, of course, we're in the World Cup now, so the U.S. soccer team, football team, named him the music director for the entire World Cup campaign. So in the States, One Nation, One Team is the theme. And so Lupe Fiasco has been asked to collaborate with the team in a variety of areas. They did a bunch of send-off events, and he provided the music for that. He is actually creating Spotify playlists, which is a Spotify here is a music service. So he's creating playlists and for the team to listen to before they go out, and he's creating playlists for all of these big events, fan appreciation events. So he is really very much involved in creating a lot of excitement around our national team. And I think he deserves the honor. He is so awesome. And I remember the first time I heard this song, I knew that I would be a lifelong fan. So we're going to give you our hip hop cut, which is also our old school cut for the evening. This is Lupe Fiasco with Kick Push inside the Soul Lounge.
What up, y'all? Yeah. Soundtrack, what's poppin', baby? Y'all ain't know, I go by the name of Lupe Fiasco, representing that first and 15, yeah, and this one right here, I dedicate this one right here to all my homies out there grinding, you know what I'm saying, legally and illegally, you know what I'm talking about, so, check it out. First got it when he was 6, didn't know any tricks. Matter of fact, first time he got on it, he slipped, landed on his hip and busted his lip. For a week he had to talk with a list like this. Now we can end the story right here, but shorty didn't quit, it was something in the air. Yeah, he said it was something so appealing, he couldn't fight the feeling, something about it. He knew he couldn't doubt it, couldn't understand it, branded, since the first kickflip he landed. Labeled a misfit, a bandit, cocoon, cocoon, cocoon. His neighbors couldn't stand it, so he was banished to the park. Started in the morning, one stopped after dark.
Yeah, when they said it's getting late in here. So I'm sorry, young man, there's no skating here. So we kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And the way we roll, just a rebel to the world with no place to go. And so we kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come escape with me, just a rebel looking for a place to be. So let's kick and push and coast.
My man got a little older, became a better roller. Yeah, no helmet, hell bent on killing himself is what his mama said, but he was feeling himself. Got a little more swag in his style. Met his girlfriend, she was clapping in the crowd. Love is what was happening to him now. He said, I would marry you, but I'm engaged to these aerials and burials, and I don't think this board is strong enough to carry two. She said, bow, I weigh 120 pounds. Now, let me make one thing clear. I don't need to ride yours, I got mine right here. So she took him to a spot he didn't know about. Some mod in the apartment parking lot. She said, I don't normally take dates in here. Security came and said, I'm sorry, there's no skating here. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And the way they roll, just lovers intertwined with no place to go. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come escape with me, just a rebel looking for a place to be. So let's kick and push, yeah, yeah, and coast.
Yeah, swing it. Yeah, yeah. Before he knew he had a crew that wasn't no punk, and they spit fire shirts and SB dunks. They would push till they couldn't skate no more. Office building lobbies wasn't safe no more, and it wasn't like they wasn't getting chased no more. Just the freedom was better than breathing, they said. An escape route they used to escape out. When things got crazy, they needed to break out. They had to any place with stairs, any good grinds, the world was theirs. And they four wheels would take them there, until the cops came and said, there's no skating here. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And the way they roll, just rebels without a cause, with no place to go. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come roll with me, just a rebel, looking for a place to be. So let's kick, and push, yeah.
You're inside.
Maybe
the
I got
soul.
Much in accounts that these other kinds just don't. I don't mean to brag, so I won't. So, but it don't mean nothing without you, girl. Baby, you know I got some money. Full of dough ain't a problem for me. But when I look in your eyes, baby, you got everything money just can't buy.
Everything money can't buy.
So soft, tattoo on a hip read, only for a ball. She ain't impressed with the way I ball. She said, you seen one ghost, you seen them all. Even though that thing cold. She said, a Rolls Royce or a Civic, daddy, I'ma roll with you. She ride for me, die for me, love me, that's how she do. I pull her close and I tell her what's true. Baby, you know. Shine like the diamonds in my pendant.
Shine, girl.
She told me she don't care for the flash. Want affection, not cash. Girl, like me, mad at you.
Oh, no.
Hey, she ride for me, die for me.
Music from Neo, that is called Money Can't Buy, inside the Soul Lounge. That is coming from his forthcoming album, Nonfiction. Now, you know, Neo, of course, is a Grammy Award-winning artist. He's had an incredible career, and over the last few years, he's been experimenting with dance music. He's been really big in sort of that pop dance scene, and he said that he was hearing a lot of talk, a lot of whispering about the fact that he had abandoned R&B, which is what really put him on the map. So he decided that he was going to prove to his R&B fans that he had not abandoned them. And so he's coming back with this album. Nonfiction is going to be more R&B inspired. He said, Nonfiction, because the songs are based on true stories that he's heard from his fans, things that his family has experienced, and of course his own personal experiences as well. So again, that was Neo, Money Can't Buy, new music. I guarantee you heard it here first inside the Soul Lounge. So let us go back. Another old school cut. Are you ready? So you remember I told you we played Amel LaRue actually last week from her recent album. And I said, oh gosh, I remember when she was with Groove Theory, and I remember listening to that CD all the time. And this song, this next song, just it made me feel so good. So I thought we'd have some fun with it. This is Groove Theory taking you back with Tell Me inside the Soul Lounge.
Old School Soul.
Thank you.
soul. It sounds so good.
I just want to keep you good love, love, love. Let's make a love connection. If you think you're ready, I just want to bring you good love, love, love. Let's make a love connection.
Yeah.
Girl, you ain't been love. Ain't been love quite like in a long, long time.
Yeah.
I can hear your body calling mine. Your eyes can't lie. Oh, I just wanna make your body shiver, give butterflies. From the kind of sex you can't deny.
Calls himself the R&B hippie neo soul rock star. That's Raheem Devon. Inside the Soul Lounge, I'm the Lady DJ. Love Connection, the name of the song. It comes from his most recent album, A Place Called Love. So Raheem Devon, although has been compared to Marvin Gaye and Stevie Wonder, he was actually inspired mostly by Babyface. At least that's what his mom said, that he grew up as a little one always wanting to listen to Babyface and begged her when he was a kid to go and see Babyface at a record store. And he eventually, as a teenager, continued to work at a record store. And I'll tell you, I remember when he used to perform at amateur night contests at a place called Bar None here in Washington, D.C. I was there many, many times when he performed. And what was so interesting about him was that this was around the time when D'Angelo was big. This was sort of the second coming of D'Angelo during the voodoo years. But he was starting to just kind of fall off and disappear. And Raheem had that D'Angelo thing about him that drove the ladies, including this one, absolutely wild. So I knew from that point forward he was going to be a big star, and he's been nominated for a Grammy and one of the sweetest people you'll ever want to know. And he will be inside the Soul Lounge very soon. count on that. All right, coming up next, you know Michelle Williams, of course, one third of Destiny's Child. Since the group is broken up, of course, Beyonce's gone on to do her thing. Kelly Williams went on to do her thing. Michelle went in a slightly different direction, and she decided to go into gospel music. And she has a new album out. And the first single, Say Yes, is a gospel single. She brought B and Kelly together for the video, and I've been getting a lot of requests for it. So here you are. It's Michelle Williams with Say Yes inside the Soul Lounge.
Inside the Soul Lounge.
Trying to fight it just like a kite and learn to ride it, but I didn't know you. supposed to let it go.
Like a gust of wind, you hit me hard sometimes. Like a gust of wind, you push me back every once in a while. Like a gust of wind, you remind me there's someone I'm there. Who ushers in the air I need to power myself.
Music from Pharrell. Pharrell Williams, that is. Those of us who have been with Pharrell since back in the 90s, back when he was just a producer with the Neptunes, he was just old Pharrell. But now he's Pharrell Williams. That was Gust of Wind. That is from his album Girl, which of course is in stores now. And I predict we'll probably be hearing a lot about this album in the coming years. I'm sure that there's at least a couple of Grammy nominations in his future for that one. By the way, Daft Punk appeared on that song. So that's who you heard sort of in the chorus. And they, of course, returning the favor, it was Pharrell that gave them their first, like, huge international hit. By the way, I was just online looking up some tour dates because I heard that Pharrell was going on tour. He is touring the United States currently, opening up for Bruno Mars this summer. So if any of you, wherever you are in the world, just happen to maybe have plans to come to New York City for the summer, you might want to grab the two or three tickets that are left for that one, because that's going to be an awesome show. But he is also going to head on over to Europe later on this year. A number of shows all over Europe. So he's doing his thing. I think this Bruno Mars.